All right, going to our Lima studio this morning to talk with Carrie Taylor of Cornerstone of Hope in Lima. Good morning.
All right, and Carrie, first tell us about Cornerstone of Hope.
Absolutely. Cornerstone of Hope is a faith-based counseling center. We're located in Lima, Ohio, and we see children, teens, and adults who are struggling with anything from stress, anxiety, depression, to trauma, grief, marriage issues, family dynamics, kind of a gamut of things. And we do individual counseling. We also do marriage counseling and family counseling. And we really look for the pulse of our clients. When we're seeing kind of a trend coming in or in our community, we really try to offer groups that support them because we really believe people heal better in groups. Aside from that, we also do different workshops, trainings in our community for both professionals and for people who really just want to learn more or grow more in their self or in the Lord, and combining those to our faith and the practical skills of counseling together. We also have a resilient kids and teens program that we've been privileged to go into many of the local schools and really equip students, elementary through high school, with practical skills for managing stress and anxiety and depression so that they feel like they have what they need to manage life and really live with resiliency. It's really a proactive approach. One of our main goals at Cornerstone of Hope, when clients come in, whether it's for individual counseling groups or any of our trainings, our heart is to equip them. We really believe that's what God has called us to do, is equip them with the tools and new perspective on life, something to take with them so that they can really live life with the hope that God desires for them.
And you're a nonprofit organization, so that enables you to even put more emphasis on the ministry aspect and the desire to help people, correct?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So all of our staff, we're all licensed by the state of Ohio as mental health professionals, but we also, more importantly, have relationships with Jesus, and we get to incorporate our faith into our counseling and really bring God's word to light. There's so much truth in God's word that has relevance for everyday life, and so getting to combine what we learn about neuroscience and the way our brains are wired to manage emotions and our thoughts, and grabbing those captive and shifting them around and giving people practical skills even on communication, relationships, but linking that with the truth of God's word, just we feel like that just gets a chance to bring God's word to life and the relevancy of it for everyday life for people while equipping them with very practical life skills.
And being a Christian-based and focused on Christ, but you still serve a variety of people at walks of all life and walks of all faith, don't you?
That's absolutely right. Yes, we always welcome anyone. So we have clients who say, I don't really want to talk about faith, and we very much respect that. And we meet them where they are, and we provide them excellent service, regardless of what their faith background is.
Awesome. With the times that we're in this culture, what are some of the things that you're seeing that are troubling people the most right now?
Sure. Well, some of the highest, percentage of need that we see coming into our office is dealing with anxiety, or even some people call it extra stress, like in the workplace or at school, but a lot higher anxiety. We see that from kids on up through adults. Also some depression, and those two can play off of each other really well, unfortunately, but we do see a high number of depression. We see quite a few marriages in our office and get the privilege of walking with them to places of hope. And we are actually seeing kind of an increase in grief. So we're seeing more and more clients who are dealing with the loss of a loved one or just a life change that causes grief. And so being able to help them. So we do see still a myriad of things, but those are some of those kind of seems like those really priority needs that we're seeing in our office right now.
Now, I know, of course, you have a confidentiality with your clients that come in, but is there a way you could share a story of someone who was impacted through your ministry?
We do have confidentiality, absolutely. But, you know, some of it, I can kind of tell you generally some of the things that we're hearing. We have heard from multiple clients that this is the first place that they have been able to come where they feel like they're actually walking away with tools to use. We've had people tell us, I actually now know how to live my life with resiliency or with hope. I have tools to use. We have had parents tell us, my child actually wants to come here. They actually have hope when they leave here. We've had marriages that have said, we are finally have tools to use to help in our marriage and to actually interact with each other in much more healthy ways. So I know I'm not giving you one particular story, but those are some of the comments that we get to hear quite often, which really just speaks to the quality of the staff that I get to work with.
That's awesome. And even though you know some you're not able to share your faith with, biblical principles work for everybody, don't they?
They absolutely do, because all truth is God's truth. And it's fascinating, our staff, as we study the theories that have been put together for counseling and we study the techniques that are being taught, we make sure that everything we're learning, we can back it up with God's word. We see the link between God's word and the theory or the technique. And really, a lot of it, we kind of find humor in some of the techniques or the theories that have been taught. We kind of chuckle a little bit because we see, like, that was really already evidenced in God's word and someone's finally putting it into a theory. So what we're finding really in the field of psychology right now, they're doing so much study in neuroscience and the study of the brain that so much of what they are finding is now backing up what God's word already said. And so it's just exciting for us. It's a really neat time to be in the field. And so regardless of faith, we are still able to help people because of how God created them.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is the answer and the only one that can fill that void in our lives.
Amen.
We're talking with Kerry Taylor of Cornerstone of Hope Lima. Kerry, where are you located? And if someone would be in need of your services, what would they need to do? And I mean, financially, what do they need to be prepared for?
Absolutely. We are located in Shawnee area of Lima, and it's behind the Dairy Queen off of Shawnee Road. We're kind of tucked back in there, which makes it's a really beautiful setting back in there. Our address is 2963 Blue Jacket Court in Lima, Ohio. And if someone were interested in counseling, all they need to do, we don't require any prior referrals. They can just call directly to our office. And our phone number is 419-581-9138. And they would get connected with our executive assistant. She would kind of take some information from them, and then we would connect them to the counselor that we think is most fitting to their schedule and to their need. We're a nonprofit, and we are also a private practice. And at this time, we don't take insurance, but we've tried to keep the price very low and affordable. We've also had quite a few churches that are really stepping up and believing in people being whole and holy and how those two go together. And so they are really a lot of churches now are providing scholarships for some of their church members to attend counseling to really get that whole help that lives that's a holy life. We also have different partnerships. Sometimes schools will help pay. Sometimes we've got some grants and things that we can offer scholarships. So we do have a financial assistance program. If that is not affordable to someone, they can apply for that. And we do our best to help meet the needs of those who desire to get counseling.
So if someone needs your help and they have financial issues or insurance issues, still contact you. You guys can probably work something out, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We would do our best. And if they want more information about us, they can go to our website, which is cornerstoneofhopelima.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kerry, for joining us this morning. Thanks for what you do for the community and helping people.
Thank you. Quite an honor.